A program at the nation's military bases hopes to turn America's fighting men and women into writing men and women. Prominent authors are holding workshops for members of the armed forces, especially troops who've served in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's an effort to encourage military personnel to record their thoughts about war and peace. NPR's Adam Hochberg attended a workshop in Norfolk, Virginia.
After 10 years in the Navy, First Class Petty Officer Karen Koza is an accomplished sailor. She served in two wars, trained with several kinds of weapons, and works sophisticated computers on board a 90,000-ton aircraft carrier. But give her a pencil and a blank sheet of paper, and she admits to being intimidated.
The prospect of having to write something to me is very daunting. For me, talking has always been really easy. I can talk to anybody, anywhere, but to get my point across on paper is definitely much harder for me.
Koza is hoping to become as proficient in the tools of language as she is in the tools of war. So in spite of her fears, she took part in a writing workshop at the Naval Station Norfolk, part of a project called Operation Homecoming, sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts.
My main goal right now is just to relay the things that happened to you and be able to tell somebody else, hey, this is what we have to do every day. This is where I sleep. This is the stuff I have to eat on a day-to-day basis. And it's a way to vent.
We're going to start in 1 or 2 minutes, so if everyone will get their seats.
At the Norfolk workshop, Koza and more than 100 other service members heard about writing from a master of the craft, best-selling author Tom Clancy, whose novels like The Hunt for Red October helped define the genre of American military literature. Sailors and soldiers sat on plastic chairs, scribbling in notepads as Clancy spoke. His advice to them was as direct as a commander's order.
If your objective is to write a book, get a computer and write the damn book. Yes, you can do this, if you try hard enough. It's a lot easier than you realize it is.
Clancy is among 16 writers leading workshops at bases nationwide. Others include Bobby Ann Mason, author of the Vietnam War novel In Country, and Mark Bowden, who wrote Black Hawk Down. At each workshop, leaders ask for submissions from troops and their families, both fiction and nonfiction, poetry and prose. The NEA plans to publish them in an anthology. And Operation Homecoming director John Peedy already has received hundreds.
I think we realize that archivally, this is just so important. We have the best educated, probably best trained military we've ever had. And they have different life experiences. They tend to be older and be more reflective. So it's just great to capture those experiences.
Operation Homecoming, with its patriotic overtones, is part of an ongoing transformation at the NEA, which in the 80s and 90s sparked controversy by funding avant-garde art that some members of Congress found obscene. Lately, the agency has tried to avoid battles like that and looked for projects with broad appeal. Until now, the nation's artistic community rarely has worked closely with the military, but Tom Clancy says the two groups share a lot in common.
The best killers are poets, not engineers. That's been true throughout history. A successful warrior is a person who can envision what he wants to do and then accomplish it. And it really is an artistic mindset that makes that happen.
Organizers of these workshops can list a lot of people who spun their combat experience into great writing, from Sophocles and Tolstoy to Vonnegut and Mailer, to the hundreds of little-known soldiers whose letters to loved ones help frame the history of warfare. It's that latter group Carl Clegg hopes to join. He came to the Norfolk workshop with essays he wrote while serving in southern Iraq.
Being in the intelligence business, I had at my disposal a number of computers, so I would send emails back home, and that's what my writing really, that's where it started. It was a collection of emails to tell people back home what was really going on the ground rather than what they were seeing on the evening news.
Clegg was an army sergeant in Iraq, and he wrote about the changes he saw there.
Since the war's end, our convoys have been bombarded, not by steely weapons and caustic munitions, but by shouts of joy and laughter and dancing. The indigenous populations, especially the children, sprint the 50 meters or so to the roadside and employ the few English words they have just learned in their freshly rebuilt schools. Words like hello or mister, mister, and phrases like Saddam bad, Saddam donkey, Ali Baba, and America good. These wonderfully ancient people are jubilant at our presence.
Other writers paint a darker picture of the war. Army Specialist Colby Bazell spent several months in Iraq, sometimes posting essays on a weblog from there. Bazell was at the Norfolk workshop and afterward agreed to read some of his writing for us. He asked to do it outside the building so his superiors wouldn't overhear.
I'm constrained up in some guard tower up in Mosul, Iraq, itching for stimulants to help me cope with the boredom. You always have to make sure that you bring a full pack of smokes with you up in the guard tower, because there's absolutely nothing to do up there except chain smoke cancer-causing cigarettes, one right after another, until your lungs physically hurt and you get sick from having way too high of a toxic level of nicotine flowing through your bloodstream. I usually spend my time thinking about what the hell I'm going to do with myself once I get out of the army, and if this dream gone bad is ever going to end. At one time tonight, I try to blur my vision with my eyes while I gaze out in the city to pretend like I was staring out at Los Angeles again. But it just didn't work. No matter how hard I tried to pretend that I was somewhere else, I was unsuccessful. I was still in Iraq.
Editors at Operation Homecoming say there will be room in their anthology to present a variety of perspectives on military life. Nothing, they say, will be censored because of its viewpoint. Indeed, the NEA holds an idyllic hope that the project will help build bridges among people with different opinions, that the words of the troops on the front lines will help mend a nation divided over the war. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
The NEA's Operation Homecoming is also asking troops and veterans to write about their experiences in Afghanistan and Iraq, even if they're not able to attend any of the workshops. We'll be broadcasting excerpts from some of those memoirs on Morning Edition throughout the year.